It is 5:45 on the nose, 40 degrees, kind of chilly on this Monday, May 19th. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
It has been 6 years since we were in, I want to say, is that right? Six years since we were in Houston together, right about this time.
Huh. I had not made that connection. Yeah. That was right around now.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
So,
yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, the years go by, don't they?
They do.
I got mistakes on my mind today on this Monday because
I don't know what that's like, but tell me.
And how you deal with them. I was doing some work yesterday afternoon getting my Chippewa Valley This Week set for the upcoming Series Strong fundraiser in Exlin. And so they've got a full day of activity and a Britt Nicole concert to cap it off at night. But and all of a sudden I saw an email message regarding the baseball game I called on Friday, and there was a mistake I'd been made. We misidentified a player, and so I felt, you know, so the dad had to interact with him. And then, I don't know, yesterday evening, and they both involve the mistake. Before I get to the second mistake, they both involve, like, probably trying to do too much at the same time. And then the other one yesterday, I don't know, I finished baking some banana bread, but it was, I couldn't bring it to my group last night, and I hustled to go get something at Festival Foods, came back. Bottom line is the front door was accessible, only the screen door, and I get a call when I'm at our Sunday night group that, yeah, Athena got out of the front door. And so, and that's problematic. And so, yeah. By God's grace, our upstairs tenant was able to corral her back into the house, but just kind of living with the after effect of mistakes this morning. Give me your thoughts on, because you end up beating yourself up, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I know for me that often can be a huge trigger for shame, right? You know,
yeah.
it becomes this place where not only did I do something mistakenly, but it means I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think sometimes the language we use with one another, it kind of even fosters that even more. You know, like, I can't believe you did that, or you're such a disappointment. You know, and it's like, boy, I already feel like I'm terrible enough. And then, you know, that sort of language tends to come along behind that and makes it even more challenging. But, you know, I think the reality is all of us make mistakes in life, sometimes big ones, often little ones. And that's part of the reality of being human.
Yes. And everything you said there feels helpful. But you're right. Afterwards, I think you're thirsty for mercy. You're thirsty for people to go. Instead of a response like, well, I'm glad it wasn't worse, you want them to just come and get alongside and, boy, yeah, I fetch, you know, just kind of, that's where you're really hungry for empathy and not sympathy.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, I think that's exactly right, is the desire for connection.
Yeah, right.
So much of it comes back to connection rather than isolation.
Yeah.
The isolating phrases of, man, you're a terrible person.
Right.
Or I can't believe you did that.
Because you're already doing that to yourself.
Exactly. For sure.
And then I've noticed that there is, it seems, there's this flip side response where sometimes people will just, because I think, yeah, you seem to get it in terms of, so something tells me you can relate to that battle.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will just be like, oh, yeah, shame. It's stupid to struggle with. You know, it's just like, okay. Well, you know, I feel like that's a missile flying in from another angle.
Right, exactly. You know, I had someone tell me once that shame is just an excuse for sin. And I was like, boy, we are on such different pages in terms of understanding how it plays out in our lives. And
yeah. Okay, well, thank you. That was like a five-minute therapy session.
Sure,
Oh, and how was your weekend?
It was good. I was able to see you, so that was good. It had been a few weeks since we had been together.
Right.
I decided to go hiking yesterday in Kanat and got out into the woods about 400 yards, and it started raining, and I had my cameras with me, and I was like, oh, no. So I turned around and went back to the car. And so that was a little bit of a disappointment, but
I don't
the weekend
remember.
Was good overall.
Where does one hike in Kanat?
It's the Kadot School Forest up there, and I had never been there, and I will definitely be back because it looks like a great little place to hike in the woods, but it was disappointing.
All right, hey, let's close this out today, Titus 1, 10 and 11.
Okay, and that says, for there are many rebellious people who engage in useless talk and deceive others. This is especially true of those who insist on circumcision for salvation. They must be silenced because they are turning whole families away from the truth by their false teaching, and they do it only for money.
And in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, you say Paul was concerned about some who were stirring up division in the church, deceiving young believers with half-truths and wise-sounding words that amounted to nothing. Empty talkers are present in every generation, and to be able to respond with true wisdom, you must know what is right. False teachers stir up confusion and division, all so they can line their own pockets. Final thought.
You know, I think what is the motivation behind what we are hearing? You know, I think so often judgment, that sort of thing carries behind it a desire for gain, whether it's power or money. Where are the people who are humble? Where are the people who are loving and other-centered? I think those are the ones we want to look for.
Thank you, friend.
You bet.
Appreciate our friend Jason Cans, WWIB. All right, we got a couple of jokes here for you on a Make Us Laugh Monday. And we'll start it off with our listening friend.
Good morning and happy Monday. This is Sherry from Whitehall. Just calling with a little humor for Make Us Laugh Monday. What do you call a nervous javelin thrower?
What?
Shakespeare. Have a great day. God bless.
Very good, Sherry. Thank you. And I've got one as well. And thanks to Dean Valentine in Rice Lake with this one. He passed it on to me last night. Why did the deer get braces? Why? Because he had buck teeth.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there you go. I love the start of the We've Got Your Back campaign, and it's a great reminder. As we get into weekend recap here for your friendly hosts on the WIB Wake Up Show, Halvo here, and mine started with McDonald's Shell Lake Baseball on Friday, thanks to Seth Smiske alongside, and got to take on some of those extra tasks that apparently you do with the video stream as well, Caleb, and that's like more juggling, but anyhow, it was a good challenge. I enjoyed it. And then also a softball doubleheader on Saturday with an exciting walk-off, Allie Geist with the game-winning hit, and a really fun, dramatic call at the plate, and the Cards able to get that win over their initial opponent, Kimberly, and then came up on the short end in a loss to Watertown. But, you know, it was chilly, but it was a great day. It's always a good day for softball, as long as you can play. My wife was gone, so enjoyed the Celtics. I've watched the Celtics-Lakers documentary, so I've finished all the episodes of that.
I haven't finished that yet, but I've enjoyed it, too.
It's good, yeah, yeah. Three episodes, and why not take advantage? My wife is gone. She would have no interest in it. Church Sunday. Made some banana bread yesterday afternoon, trying applesauce in place of sugar.
Okay.
And some walnuts and chocolate chips.
Delicious.
Needed to have baked it a little longer. Otherwise, I've started eating.
All right. There you go. So it was rare for me to not have sports on Friday or Saturday. Again,
that is rare.
Thank you for jumping in for me on Friday. And so it was odd to not be out broadcasting sports, but I very much enjoyed more family time. So I had two siblings graduating college. Elijah graduated from Northwoods Tech in Rice Lake, so we went up there to celebrate with him and watch his graduation on Friday night. Now, UW-Eau Claire, my sister Lydia graduated summa cum laude.
Wow.
Very, very
congratulations,
proud of
Lydia.
Elijah graduated with honors as well, too, from Northwoods Tech. So, Lydia graduated. Now, again, UW-Eau Claire, very, very big graduation, tons of people. So not able to be there in person, but we were able to celebrate with her, not only on the live video stream, but also later on. So able to have some of that celebration yesterday after church at my parents' house for Elijah and Lydia celebrating their college commencement. So congratulations to them both. Very, very proud of them. And yeah, just I never really thought that I'd have two siblings graduating college on the same weekend, but that's kind of how it worked out. So that was a lot of fun. And something, I enjoy sports. I really enjoy sports. But I could not tell you the last time I sat down and watched sports. I really could not tell you when. And Saturday, I enjoyed some College World Series softball. I watched that, and I watched the entire Indiana Fever game because I really enjoy watching Caitlin Clark play basketball. And it was just, I hadn't done that for a long time. I truly could not tell you the last time I sat down and watched sports other than high school. And so
you've been doing a lot of games.
Yeah, and just other things are more important than sports. And so anyway, it was the first time in a long time I'd done that, and I really, really enjoyed watching the Fever game. So I got my sports fix and enjoyed some great time with family yesterday, including the kids making marshmallows over the fire at Grandma and Grandpa's.
Nice.
So
good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall again. I have one more joke. What do you call a snail with a pin? A slow poke. Have a great day.
It's the Whip Wake Up Show on a Monday. WWIB, welcome your jokes if you got some. I think Sherry sent us the second one, right?
So yeah, we played it.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, I was off taking care of the WOGO news, but headline, eat some snails. I think I'll pass.
Every spring, the Spanish city of Lleida transforms into a wonderland for food lovers, debatable, during the world's biggest snail-eating festival.
When I think about being a food lover, I'm like, oh, is it pizza, hamburgers? Not snails. This year's event begins Friday and is expected to draw over 200,000 visitors eager to sample snails prepared in classic Catalan style.
200,000 people who really want to eat snails. It's expected that more than 15 tons of snails will be consumed this weekend in Spain in this one city.
I mean, I guess don't knock it if you haven't tried it, I suppose. I haven't, but it just doesn't have any appeal to me.
Yeah, I can't really imagine. Do you have anything else with the snails? I mean, like salt, I would assume, but is there anything else, or are you just eating snails?
Yeah. Wow. Well, people like getting together.
Here's the thing. You say don't knock it till you've tried it. So,
yeah,
Wib fam, if you have tried snails,
yeah,
good or bad, 715-396-1670. We would like to hear your report on that. 396-1670. Just because I'm idly curious what in the world they actually taste like, and I do not intend to find out for myself.
Yeah.
So vicariously, we'll live through you.
WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show for Monday, and both this segment and later in the hour. I'm getting really sleepy, Caleb. But yeah, we were going to do what your body does while you sleep.
This is very interesting. So, you know, you're supposed to get 8 hours of sleep a night, but what's really going on in your body during that time? And actually, as it turns out, quite a lot is going on.
Yeah, for instance, as you fall asleep, you jerk every time. According to sleep experts, the degree of the jerk is suggestive of how sleepy you are. So the bigger the jerk, the more tired your body.
Huh. What your body does while you sleep. Some factoids here in the Whip Wake Up Show. Your body temperature goes way down while you sleep. When we're active during the day, we burn more calories, so lowering temperature is a way to reduce the burn rate and save calories.
I can just say this music, as I need to put this on when it's nap time because it really is helpful.
It is very relaxing.
Third thing, what happens when you sleep is you do a full toxin cleanse. So if somebody says, have you done a cleanse lately? Say, yeah, every time I sleep. This allows the body and brain to rejuvenate. In people who don't sleep well, the filtration isn't as effective, so experts say that may help explain why people who are sleep-deprived can go a little crazy.
Interesting. And one more factoid here, what your body does while you sleep. We'll give you more later in the hour. But you also forget useless information. We take in lots of information all day long, and most of it is luckily forgotten. And at night is when we do it.
Well, we told you earlier in the hour, we talked about what's happening when you're sleeping. We all sleep, so what's happening, Caleb?
So we have some more things to share with you. For instance, your body becomes paralyzed, but your brain is its most active when you sleep. The brain of someone who's dreaming is actually more active than that of a person who's awake and requires more oxygen. One theory is that in REM sleep, you're organizing thoughts and learning, filing information.
That's totally surprising, right? Because you think you're sleeping, but apparently your brain isn't. Another thing that happens while you're sleeping is all of your individual cells, not just your brain cells, are being completely repaired. You can understand the importance of sleep here. These restorative processes take care of all the damage that's occurred during the day. When you don't get enough sleep, the effect doesn't just zap your brain. It impacts your whole body. Hence why you feel like you've been beat up after an all night.
College students, man, feeling that maybe here late in the school year, but I know a lot of folks are done now. So couple more. What your body does as you sleep. You wake up between 5 and 15 times per hour. Huh. It usually happens when we shift to different stages of sleep, like from dreams to deep sleep, and the awakenings happen so briefly that we don't remember them.
I have never heard that before. 5 to 15 times an hour?
That much?
I'm glad I don't remember that. And finally this morning, what happens while you sleep? You're probably breathing, but up to 30% of people actually stop breathing at night, which sounds a bit concerning.
Indeed.
Up to 90% of people with this disorder, sleep apnea, go undiagnosed, including young women. The life expectancy for someone with untreated sleep apnea is only 58 years. So if you or your partner snores at night, it's time to get checked out. And of course, they've got recently, of course, in recent years, they've got help for that. So.
Indeed.